on episode 2 of A Duff Set.
And these are Sac brothers, and we have Sac moms and Sac dads. And
you always got to think that Freeland's a small community, and there's always people better out there. But the fact that we could stay together and stay tight, I think the chemistry that we developed on this court helped us a lot.
The Sac family is a circle of friends that has contributed to the success of the football and basketball teams at Freeland High School. And for the second straight year, one of those boys is moving on to play sports at the collegiate level. And that's A Duff Said. You're listening to episode 2 of my new podcast, A Duff Said. I'm Duff Tyler. Thank you so much for hitting the play button. On this edition, we're going to go back to last March. It's district tournament time, and the Freeland boys basketball team has just defeated Swan Valley for their fourth straight district title. I'm talking to the kids about this accomplishment, and one of the kids I'm speaking with is one of the senior leaders on the group, Jackson Huckabee. Now, as we're talking, his mother, Jennifer, comes up to me. She's got a very unique story. It turns out that some of these boys have been playing together for a very long time. And by long time, I mean it goes way beyond practicing in the Freeland gym. It actually started with a basketball court that the Huckabees put in their backyard. This is a typical afternoon in the Huckabees' backyard. Barry and Jennifer Huckabee are your typical Hoosiers. They have basketball in their DNA.
We are very much a rich basketball family from top to bottom.
Jennifer played in college at East Tennessee State. Her father, Jimmy, is an Indiana high school coaching legend.
Zach, I'm in. There you go. Louis Zach.
Barry also played in college and is currently on the coaching staff for the Saginaw Valley State men's team.
Just won't. You'll be all right.
When Team Huckabee moved to Michigan, they had two requirements for their new home.
We wanted a house big enough for our family and the biggest court that we could fit in the backyard.
They found the perfect neighborhood.
Said if anybody needs to live on a street like hardwood court, it's us.
They built the perfect court.
People obviously like to come over and shoot on it every once in a while. We have a lot of games going on in the summer, people coming over. It's just pretty fun. It's a nice little place to gather.
The court brought the Huckabees closer to their neighbors. Living on a cul-de-sac gave them the perfect name for their circle of friends.
You know, we call ourselves the Sac, and these are Sac brothers, and we have Sac moms and Sac dads. And
we can talk to each other about anything. We'll all go hang out on the weekends, and no matter the age. Like, we go from a freshman in college to a fourth grader right now. Like, we all hang out. It doesn't matter.
Before long, they went from this court to the Freeland High School gym. Last month, three Sac brothers helped the Falcons win their fourth straight district title.
I know we had good players, but you always got to think that Freeland's a small community and there's always people better out there. But the fact that we could stay together and stay tight, I think the chemistry that we developed on this court helped us a lot in the game.
It's the Huckabees' connection to their home state, and it's paying off in a big way in mid-Michigan.
I just wanted to build a court for all the kids to be able to play basketball and bring a little bit of Indiana here, and I think that we've accomplished that.
So here we are now, a year later. There's lights around the court, so the summertime games are going on forever. And Jackson Huckabee, well, he's now on the roster of the Trine University men's basketball team. But it's not just about basketball for this group. They're actually big into football, too. I am joined now by a man who has been coaching high school football for the last 13 seasons. Kevin Townsend has spent the last 10 years as the varsity football coach at Freeland High School. This past fall, Kevin guided the Falcons to a 7-4 record, and sitting right next to him is a key contributor to the Falcons' success. That would be his son, Jack. Now, Jack has spent the last 2 years as a wide receiver and outside linebacker for Freeland High School. This past season, here's what Jack did offensively. 20 catches, nearly 200 yards and a score. But defensively is where Jack really shined. Listen to these numbers. 106 tackles, 18 for a loss, 7 sacks, 2 forced fumbles and a pick. This fall, Jack is going to be taking those talents to Albion College. Now, Kevin, I want to start with you first. As a football coach, it's always a big deal anytime you get to see a kid move on to play at the collegiate level. But more importantly, as his father, what was it like to see Jack sign his letter of intent?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, you know, I'm with him every day of workouts, and he, like I said, being a three-sport athlete, you know, a lot of times kids will, stop in the weight room and things like that because they're moving on to a basketball or track, and then those coaches demand so much for him. But, he just kept working off season with speed training and lifting and stuff, even though he was in other sports. So to be able to see him sign a letter and know that all of his hard work paid off and he's going to get to do what he's worked so hard to do was pretty spectacular.
Let's go ahead and bring Jack in now. Jack, what's it like for you to know that you're going to be continuing your football career?
Nerve-wracking, honestly, but also very excited. Growing up, obviously, it's always what I've wanted. I never really saw it coming until the very first coach talked to me. And since then, I had a couple more coaches, and I just saw it progressively getting better and better. And I was like, maybe I might actually get a chance to do what I've wanted. And ever since that moment, I've actually been excited / nervous to get to the next level. But, yeah, I can't wait. I'm very excited.
It looks like you were fielding a couple of different offers, but what made Albion special?
Coach Sweeney was the person who I talked to. Ever since Coach Sweeney, after the Swan Valley game, talked to me, I just really felt there was a connection there. The love that the coaching staff showed me and always being there, trying to help me throughout things, even in season. They showed me love by texting me. They're always on my butt texting me what I'm doing, if I needed anything. When I visited there, they introduced me to the players. They just showed me it already felt like home as soon as I visited campus.
Now, Kevin, let's get back to you. You obviously had a big role in Jack getting to this moment as his coach, but as a father, what was this journey like for you?
Extremely emotional. I mean, you know that the high school experience is eventually going to come to an end, and you know that Jack is the youngest of three brothers, so I've had it before with my middle son, Zachary, was kind of in the same boat as Jack, 4 years of basketball, football, and track. And so knowing that when Zach was done that I still had one more, but it's been an emotional roller coaster. He's been very fortunate to stay injury free, you know, through 4 years. Of course, he's had rolled ankles and jammed fingers and stuff, but nothing major. And you kind of worry about that every single game that he goes out. Football being such a violent sport, you're always going to end up with somebody getting injured. And just to be very fortunate to go through 4 years of high school and stay injury free is pretty emotional every single game.
Now, when it comes to coaches, they tend to look at guys in the practices or on the practice field before the season starts, and they think to themselves, you know, this is somebody who could bring something very special to our program. But you've known Jack since the day he was born. So when did you have that moment when you thought to yourself, when you saw him playing football and later basketball, and you thought, you know, this kid's got something special. Let's work on that.
Well, we're actually sitting in Jack's bedroom right now while we're doing this, and he's got a picture on his wall. So I have like a three-stage picture of him, and he's probably about 6 or 7 years old playing flag football, and it's him running down the field. He's got four kids chasing after him, you know, behind him. So kind of had some speed and athleticism when he was little, and again, kind of the neighborhood, you know, you've been stories before us that we live in where we have all kinds of kids that are constantly in sports. So Jack's had some sort of a ball in his hand, ever since he was little. And he hit a big growth spurt between his freshman, sophomore year. And, just one of those things where he's been in the gym or been on the football field since he was about 6 years old. So, it's nothing that as a dad, I feel that you want to force your kid to do. It's got to be a natural thing for him. And he just seems to be a natural at basically any sport that he picks up.
Was it hard for you to play the role of both dad and coach in his upbringing?
I think it's extremely hard from just my perspective with him because, you know, we have a certain type of offense that we run and it's a more of a running style offense, and Jack being a receiver, I feel like when you're throwing the ball to him, or if we do decide to run the ball and give that some people can see that the coach is favoring his son. But, Jack's accolades, his All-State honors all come from the defensive side of the ball, which is everything that he got to control. Of course we threw, passes to him and touchdowns, but again, we don't call a pass play specifically for Jack. It ends up being to whoever our quarterback finds open, where our running back's going to get the ball, no matter what. So Jack's accolades were defensively, but, you always feel like the eyes are staring on you because you're the coach and your son is getting, lots of minutes on both sides of the ball. But, Jack is definitely one of those kids that deserved it and was one of the best players at his position. And that's tough because we've had a lot of good kids, come through. But, again, I feel that, you know, he wasn't favored by any means being his dad, that, he played the position that he deserved. And, but it's always, you feel like there's always like a, the spotlight on you that when the coach's son, you know, gets to play a lot, it's because of his coach being his dad. But again, I feel Jack is very athletic and proved that he could play on both sides of the ball, whether, no matter who his dad is.
Well, given the success that you guys have had at Freeland, it seems to have worked out for everybody.
Yeah. And that's the ultimate thing, is at the end of it, you know, I mean, obviously there's always individual accolades that kids get, you know, over other kids and stuff, but the ultimate thing comes down to the wins and losses. And we know the situation that we had this year of having to beat, you know, a 7-1 Frankenmuth team in order to get into the playoffs. And you know, Jack's athleticism helps a kid like Bryson Huckabee, who's a freshman quarterback, you know, at the end of the game, be successful there. So, yeah, it was never about, you know, Jack doing one thing or the other. It was about whatever we could do to get the win at the end of the day.
But as far as the two of you go, what was the relationship like as both father and son and coach and football player?
I coach running backs. So, you know, we have the way we coach our program is when we're on defense on a varsity day, I go down to the JV and I coach running backs at the JV level. So I'm not really with him with the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, he played tight end receiver for us. So again, he's with his own individual coaches and things. I'm always, you know, trying to preach to him about just character and, you know, carrying himself in a certain way and being a competitor. There's obviously times where he gets frustrated on the football field when things don't go right. So I'm just trying to be the dad in that situation of keeping his head and just, you know, having him be a leader and knowing that a lot of kids, you know, look up to him as a captain of the team and that he has to be a role model for the younger kids that are watching. So you're always a dad in the background, you know, even though you're coaching. But again, individually and in practice, I mean, we talk and things like that, and I would love to see him make plays and stuff, but I was never his position coach. So, you know, I didn't get to really work with him one-on-one, but obviously we always talk and things before and after practice.
Jack, let me ask you a similar question. How were you guys able to separate the two, being father and son and player and coach, when it came to getting down to business for Freeland football?
I'd say it got more down on the serious side, where I wasn't more goofy around him like as dad at coach. When he was a coach at practice, he was serious. Let's get down to business. There's no messing around. And if you want to be my friend, you can be my friend at home. But it's all business when it's on the field.
Okay, I know he's sitting right next to you, but how intense did those situations get?
If I was doing something wrong, obviously I'd get yelled at, but it all came down to love and just trying to help me get through and be the best I could be, no matter how it was, intense or just during practice or whatnot. It would always just come down to him treating me the same as everybody else.
Switching over to you now, Kevin. When you guys were no longer on the sidelines, you were off the practice field, you guys were just at home, maybe sitting at the dinner table or maybe in the living room watching TV. Were there times where Freeland football came home with you guys?
Yeah, Jack's a film junkie. You know, he would watch a lot of film and we'd watch film together and certain things. And, you know, he watches a lot of highlights and things on different stuff. So we've always been sports guys. You know, we play football in the backyard. We have a basketball court in the driveway. The neighbors have a basketball court. So attending, you know, different football games and things and basketball games. So sports has just kind of always been, you know, our niche growing up, and the conversation always seems to lead to that. We have a sign in our living room that says it's football. It's winter, fall, you know, the four different seasons, you know, winter, fall, spring, and football. The four seasons. So it's always being talked about at the table, and sometimes it monopolizes it, and we get a little cough at us or whatever to change the subject to something else.
Oh yeah, I totally get where you're coming from there. I think a lot of people can relate to that. But as for you, Jack, it sounds like you and your dad have been playing since the day you were born. So do you remember what it was like the first time you held a ball or played a sporting event with your dad?
Not in exact time, but I remember, he was talking about pictures on my wall, the flag football one. There's a picture right above my head of me and my two buddies, Jason Travis, and that was when we were able to play tackle football in the fourth grade, and that's when I really started getting into it, and then that's when my dad and I really started getting on the football aspect. But playing, playing football was when I started in the fourth grade, and that's really where it all stepped up, and that's where it all really came from was that year of football that I got to start tackle.
Now, you've played football, and you've been on the varsity basketball team for the Falcons, and you're about to start track season at Freeland. But what was it about football that made you want to pursue that at the collegiate level?
It was all about the team and the people that I had around me, the love that I just got shown from Freeland, the community, and the game of football absolutely just changed everything in my life. Football, it's just really been the thing. Having my dad, especially as a football coach, just always being around football, the football talk, the games, and the football family, I guess, is what we were really. Just always being around football, that was what had really stood out to me. And when I hit my growth spurt and the physicality difference from when I was young to older, I just really fell in love with the game.
Now, Jack, you were also a member of the Freeland basketball team. And prior to this year, they won four straight district titles, and you were a member of two of those teams. What was that experience like?
Crazy, sad also that we had to come to the end that we did, but knowing when we started, starting out rough and then coming out and just playing to that potential and getting to that level was amazing. But being also a part of a district championship winning team with my brother was also one of the most special moments about being a part of that, having to play with my brother one last time and it being a district championship. So being a part of those were very crucial moments in my life.
Now, I touched on this at the beginning of the show. You come from a very special neighborhood. It's a tiny little cul-de-sac in Freeland, but if you look at the success that Freeland has had in the last few years in football and basketball, some of the biggest contributors come from just your neighborhood. Now, you got a chance to grow up with these guys. You played basketball with them in the Huckabee's backyard court. You got to know them as individuals, and now you've all become really good friends. So what role did being in the Sack family have in your success?
Well, when I moved here, obviously there was no one here, and there was only one girl I knew, but she ended up moving away, so...
That's always the case.
I was playing sports by myself, and then they all got here, and I think the bond just formed immediately, and we all wanted to play sports together. We all wanted to be the best for each other. We had during Easter one time we had a dunk contest together, and it got judged by all of our parents, and just having those fun little things together, I thought, is where we all saw the bond come together, and that we all knew we were going to be pretty special and talented in the sports aspect all together, playing as a one once we all got to the point of playing together and high school.
We're going in spring break here in 3 weeks, and all those families that you speak of, we're all going together to Florida, and we rented a house that 29 people going out in this house and stuff. And so to be able to get along here and be here with each other every single day, and then go away on spring break and vacations and have dinner during the summertime together and stuff, it's just a powerful little subdivision that we all, by God's grace, ended up in the same place together. And like the families look out for each other's kids, and I've got to teach. Wilson is on his way up. He's the youngest of all of the boys there, but I've got to teach every single one of them in the seventh grade, and now being able to watch Jackson play basketball at Trine, and now Zachary got to run track at Saginaw Valley, and Jack's getting ready to go away, and then Jack Dreyer will be a senior next year, and then his brother Owen will be a senior the following year, and then Bryson will be a senior the following year. So again, it's loaded with those athletes and stuff, and the families, like I said, look out for each other, and we enjoy having dinner together and just rooting for each other's kids.
Jackson Huckabee is on the men's basketball team at Trine, and now, Jack, you're going on to play football at Albion. What is it about this neighborhood that's turning out all this talent?
I just feel it's been running in the families, even though I don't know if we've had anyone truly around the Sack that had played collegiate sports, but I think just the Huckabees are who they had a couple play collegiate sports, but I think just all of us being here together and working hard together and pushing each other, I think the talent just shows for itself. And that everyone's really been working hard for it and showing that they deserve it.
Jack used to drive Jack Dreyer to practice. Well, Zachary drove them all to practice, and then Jack started driving Jack Dreyer, and now Dreyer drives Bryson Huckabee, and you know, Bryson will be driving Wilson, and it's just they've all looked out for each other, and, you know, we just compete with each other since they were little, and Wilson being the youngest of all of them might end up being the best athlete because he just tried to compete. You know, he's 6 years old and trying to play with 10 and 11-year-olds and wanting to be in the middle of everything. So I think all these boys have just pushed each other, and each one of them have seen the success and wants to outdo the next one.
Certainly they had some great role models to look up to.
It's from the moms and stuff too. I mean, the moms are, you know, they make fat heads of the boys in the stands, and then, you know, the dads are constantly talking to them, you know, behind the scenes about, you know, just again, being that perfect role model for the next kid that is looking up to them. And I think that's the type of boys that we're producing from this neighborhood.
That is awesome that you guys have been able to form that bond within your neighborhood. You know, I got to tell you, if this keeps up and you guys keep cranking out those collegiate athletes, you ought to put up some banners or something somewhere around the cul-de-sac so when people are driving by the neighborhood, you can just let them know about their accomplishments, let them know that they were there. You know, it's amazing that all of this started, you guys all came together because one of the neighbors put a basketball court in their backyard.
Yeah, you know, and it's just funny that before, you know, when I moved onto this street, there were three houses on this street, and, you know, none of the people here, I mean, like they had, the kids that had played sports and stuff, but all their kids had grown up and moved out, and it just, you know, weirdly, we ended up on hardwood court, you know, with all our kids that played basketball, and you know, with a basketball coach on here and a football coach. It was just kind of a strange way of landing on this area, but we were all brought here together for a reason, is what we feel.
Kevin and Jack Townsend of the Freeland High School football team are my guests on A Duff Said. And now that time is over and Jack is moving on to play college football, how much did you two enjoy the ride together?
I mean, you can speak here, Jack, if you're ready, but I just, for me, I knew the end was going to come eventually. I'm looking forward to Albion, but there's no promises, you know, there. He's going to have to step up and compete against, we don't even know who, you know, that's on that roster. But I didn't get into coaching football to coach my kids. You know, a lot of people have asked me if, and now that Jack is done and my kids are done, if I will be back the next year. And I'm definitely going to, you know, be back coaching for quite a few more years and until it gets to be not fun anymore. And it was just a blast to be able to coach, you know, Zachary and then Jack. And then obviously when that last game came around, you knew it was eventually going to happen. There's only 8, you know, state championships in the end. And even if we were to win that championship, you know, that ride was still going to come to an end. So you brace yourself for that day, but, you know, you're never going to be able to, you know, hold back the tears and the emotions as you realize, you know, it's the last time you're going to get to coach your son.
Well, I've been with high school ball. Man, the memories I've made with those guys and also having my dad as my coach, it's sad to see, but it's the best time I've ever had in my life. I've never enjoyed anything more than high school football, and I wish I could take everything back, obviously, but there's no more wishing for that. But, you know, it was the best time of my life and best time of high school, and I enjoyed every moment of it. Wish I could take it all back.
What did go through your mind when he walked off the field for the last time?
Well, it was one of those games, you know, we played Swan Valley for the district championship, and they had beaten us pretty good in the regular season, and we knew what type of team they were. And, you know, I guess if the game would have been, you know, a one-point game or something else like that, it would have been a little bit harder. But, you know, just kind of going into that game, we played extremely well in the first quarter and just didn't have enough steam to keep up with them. But, again, you know, it was kind of one of those things that you saw coming, and you just brace yourself all day and realize that this could be, you know, the last time that we play. And so an emotional thing for us. It was funny that the Albion coach was right there when the game was over. At that point, Jack did not know that he was going to Albion, but it was almost like, you know, if the next coach was stepping up before he even had a chance to get off the field to say, you know, this ride isn't over. And when you saw that you know, Jack wanted to play at the next level, and the coaches were up. We had 2 coaches on the field as soon as the game was over with. It was one of those that kind of eased the tension a little bit for me and realized that, you know, maybe I'm going to get to see him play again someday.
As both his father and his coach, and you can pick any time you want out of here. You can even go back to the time when you guys were just maybe throwing the football around when he was just a little baby. What are some of your favorite moments of just getting to play sports with him as he was coming along?
You know, a lot of times in the summertime when things really don't count, you know, the off-training stuff, Jack was one of those kids that made every single one of our 6 a.m. workouts, and that's hard for high school kids to get up and to be there, but he knew what it meant to be a leader with that. He had a his junior year, he had an 80-yard touchdown catch that I thought was pretty cool, where he just pulled away from people. But I think my favorite play of his high school career was he had a, I think it was about an 80-yard, 83-yard interception return for a touchdown against Carleton his senior year. And it was just kind of one of those things that solidified, like, how hard it is to throw the ball in his area because he covers so much ground. And then once he touched it, he just ran away from people. And just kind of exciting to see that, again, by no means of who his dad is or who his coach is, did he make that play. That was strictly on Jack's talent and his athletic ability to be able to cover ground and just be a great athlete. You know, and that's my thing with Zachary. Zachary ended up being an All-State defensive back and a track runner. Those are not things that who your dad is. Those are things because of the individual hard work that the kids put in, you know, and what they deserve.
Jack, you touched on it earlier. Things got a little intense at times at practice, and he always made sure business got taken care of. But does it make it even more special knowing that your dad played a huge role in you getting to Albion?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. He helped me so much. He's the one who really did it all. I sat back and just let him do his thing to help me get my name out there. Obviously, I had to show and put in the work to get my name out there and make the plays and whatnot, but he was always the one there helping me find the coaches, get the dates to go places, driving me everywhere. It really seemed like he wanted to see me play the next level, and once I knew I got the chance, I was very excited, man. I'm ready for it.
Now, your dad hit on this just a second ago. When you get to Albion, nothing's guaranteed. You're on a brand new roster, and there's going to be a lot of challenges in store for you once you get out there. But when you hit that practice field later this summer, what are some of your goals?
Obviously, they recruited me for a reason. They saw something in me, and when I get there, I want to show them that I'm capable. I'm that person. I'm the person they recruited for a reason, and that I do have the potential to play and improve this program and maybe help them to winning championships.
Switching over to you, Kevin, what kind of career do you see him having at Albion?
You know, the number one thing that we've always talked about, is like even going into the beginning of this season, was wherever you decide to go, I just want him to play. And I know that's easy for me to say, but you know, you see kids get wrapped up in wanting to be Division I football players, and they go to those schools and they sit the bench for 2 or 3 years before they get a chance to play. And that's our whole thing, is that, you know, Jack had a chance to be a preferred walk-on at Wayne State. He got a phenomenal scholarship offer at Siena Heights, and he got a really good offer at Albion. And I kind of think we just took the path of, you know, where it felt like he was getting the most love and, you know, where we felt that his chances of playing the game. It's, you know, obviously it's a very physical game, and it's not something that you want when you're a kid who hasn't left the field in 4 years, and now you're going to have to go fight for every one of your minutes. So I just, again, for me, I want him to be a high character kid. I want him to be a leader while he's down there. You know, I'm not going to be able to be there to walk him through things. So I just hope over the last 4 years of coaching with him that he's learned, you know, what type of kids that we want coming out of Freeland to play at the next level and just represent our school and our town and our community. You know, the way that I expect all of our Freedom football players to.
And that ties in perfectly with the last question that I have for you guys. With all you've done for the Freeland community, what is the one thing that you both hope that they'll remember you for?
Well, for me, you know, we were blessed to run into the Shaman family before we moved out here. We had got a piece of property and, you know, just kind of teaching here for a few years before we had a chance to move out here. You know, Ron and Dave Shaman really bought into the work ethic that me and my staff had brought to the school. And I watched them and all that they do for this community and how hard they work and are just selfless and just constantly give back. And I look at how successful, you know, they are, and you would never know it because they don't gloat about it or brag about it. And that's just kind of maybe they became instant role models for me of that. If I have a chance to work with, you know, 100 boys a year and through my freshman JV and varsity program, what type of role model can I be for them? And so I'm constantly, you know, looking over my shoulder to make sure that I'm doing the right thing and that these boys can see that, hard work and dedication can get you to anywhere that you want to get. And like I said, we haven't won a state championship or anything else like that, but that doesn't make us work any less. And it doesn't matter if we're playing a team that's 9-0 or 0-9. The boys know that we practice the same and we're dedicated the same. And we have workouts at 6 o'clock in the morning and my coaches are there. We have them at 7 o'clock at night and the coaches are there. So I just want the community to understand that as a football coach, I want to do more than coach football. I want to teach these guys how to be maybe cliche, but great young men, obviously great brothers and fathers and uncles and across the board, and that working together as a team in football can teach them so much. And if they can take those core values with them on to raise their families, then that's kind of the mission accomplished on our end.
Yeah, I said I'm basically in the same boat, but more with the community. I'm more with the younger side. I've noticed that, I guess, the younger part of the community has been the one that's been really close to me, and that I've just been really trying to show them your dreams can really come true if you push yourself to a point where you know you can do it. And you do it. The coaches gave, again, I'm not taking any credit for it. All we do is give them opportunities, what we tell them. Right now we have workouts 4 days a week in the morning at 6 o'clock, and we have them 4 days a week after school, and that's 8 days a week. And you got kids in other sports, but our coaches are there and there are opportunities for those kids. And just, I think if Jack can show anybody and prove to the younger kids, is just take advantage of those opportunities. And those opportunities are going to give you a chance, to reach your potential and reach your goals. And that's all we're trying to get from these kids. I just don't want them to graduate and look back and regret and wish they would have done something that they didn't have a chance to do. I tell the boys all the time that wherever they play, a college sport is better with them than where I played, because I never played and I never will. And I'm 45 years old and I can wish all I want to, but I'm never going to play college football or basketball or anything else. So, if Jack has the opportunity to go to Albion and play, even if it's to play one snap in 4 years, he's got the opportunity. So take advantage of that. And, don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't reach your dreams and potentials. You can do whatever you want to do if you set your mind to it.
You've been listening to Kevin and Jack Townsend of the Freeland High School football team here on A Duff Said. Many thanks to you both for sharing your story. And of course, best of luck to you, Jack, at Albion College. Well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 2. Episode 3 will be dropping very soon. Keep listening, because if Duff said it, it must be true. Because that's what A Duff Said.